Well, European finance ministers are meeting in Ireland to finalise a bailout for Cyprus amid news that the country needs much more money than first thought. The cost of the rescue has risen to €23 billion from €17.5 billion, according to Cyprus's creditors. Meanwhile, the country has loosened the capital controls it imposed last month. Let's get the thoughts of James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari. And James, I expect markets are keeping a close eye on events in Dublin.
Yes, definitely. We are a little bit lower today on the back of this news. And of course, the fact that Cyprus now need an extra €6 billion is really spooking things at the moment. And of course, we've had quite a nice rally over the last few weeks or so, but now this is starting to make people worry that little bit more. And of course, we do have this meeting over the weekend, starting today in Ireland, where the EU finance ministers will meet and they will discuss this. And of course, what you get quite a lot of the times is you get renewed optimism that something will come out of this meeting that will solve all the problems. But history will tell us that we have had a number of these meetings since the start of this Eurozone crisis, which is a few years ago now. And we very rarely get anything of any note out of these meetings which are going to solve any of these problems. So it almost seems that Cyprus need another €6 billion. Where are they going to find it from is the question. And is it going to be yet again from depositors in Cyprus? Because at the moment, the places where we usually get this bailout money from, and we're mainly looking at Germany for these, the German people, the German taxpayers, have already decided that they won't be paying any more bailouts. So it's just where this money's going to come from, and it needs to come from somewhere.
What, €6 billion between friends, James? Bearing in mind the vast EU budget, perhaps what they'll decide is it'll have to come from somewhere within the EU rather than going back to Cyprus.
Yeah, well this is the thing. I mean, we're already talking about potentially these depositors in Cyprus with over €100,000 in their bank account, they could potentially be getting a haircut of 60% on that. That's at the moment, without the talk of €6 billion more needing to come from there. But this is the crazy thing about the Eurozone crisis, that at the moment another €6 billion really doesn't seem like that much on the back of the fact that they already needed €17.5 billion to recapitalise these banks. So there are huge issues here, and of course this big Eurozone mess, which has been running on for 2 years, is likely to run on a little bit further, and I think it's going to take more than just a weekend, another EU finance ministers meeting over the weekend to solve it. But I think there's the other thing about this meeting over the weekend is, okay, we've got Cyprus and the story of them needing another €6 billion, but it's also time for Greece to receive their next tranche of bailout money. And the rumours are, of course, that they haven't met the stipulations that mean they can get their next bailout. So, I mean, there are so many issues here going on, and the Eurozone will just want you to focus on Cyprus and ignore Greece for a little while. But, I mean, with the markets being so fragile and confidence being so fragile when you've got these sorts of stories, there's a lot of worrying going on, especially over this weekend and how things are going to come out on Monday.
I do get the feeling, and you know, we've spoken about this over many years now, James. As we get older, the euro crisis continues. But you kind of get the feeling that it's just the talking will go on and on and on, and eventually the crisis will go away. And in between, there'll be ups and there'll be downs, but we'll still get up in the morning when it comes to, say, 5 years from now.
Yes, this is the thing. I mean, I think it's almost a case of, the longer you go on, of course, anything like markets and economies and everything, they go up and they go down. Things get better, then they get worse, and they get better again. And it's almost a case of, well, if it goes on for long enough, hopefully things will just get better. Now, I'm sure that's not the view of the finance ministers, that they'll sit around for 5 minutes and just discuss that and then all go down the pub. But it does seem that there is next to no plan in the Eurozone of how this is going to be resolved. It's taken over 3 years now to get to where we are now, and I think a lot of people will agree that we really don't feel like we're that much further down the road, and there isn't much light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, James Hughes from Alpari, thank you.
Thank you.